It's a busy summer night at the Leopold Brothers of Ann Arbor Brewery. People have shown up to unwind after a long week. Some are here to listen to the live band, others to play a rowdy game of Pictionary in the beer garden. But mostly people are here to drink the beer. Brothers Scott and Todd Leopold own and run the brewery. A family resemblance is obvious between the brothers, but their roles in the business are totally different. Todd Leopold brews the beer. He's a big, friendly guy who seems at home in a comfortable-looking pair of old overalls. Todd went to the Siebel Brewing School in Chicago and got hands-on training in four different German breweries. He uses techniques he learned over there in his own facility. His brother Scott Leopold is an environmental engineer educated at Northwestern and Stanford. Scott spent years helping big companies save money by using environmentally sustainable business techniques. But 4 years ago, he decided to put his money where his mouth was. One night at a bar in Colorado, the two brothers came up with the idea to combine their talents and start the world's first zero-pollution brewery. They wanted to build the model, then show people that it could really work. Their idea was met with some skepticism by family and friends. Simply put, they thought Scott and Todd were nuts. And Scott says they weren't all wrong.
Most of the entrepreneurs who are out there will tell you, if they knew what they were getting into before they got into it, they probably wouldn't have done it. We might not be alone in that.
But so far, the idealistic business venture has proved to be a success. Scott and Todd have reduced the volume of a typical brewery's waste by 90%. To accomplish this, Scott and Todd designed a brewery where every detail was taken into account to conserve resources.
What we wanted to do was put science ahead of marketing to ensure that anyone could look within our production processes to ensure that it would stand up to the rigors of science within the environmental engineering world.
In the brew house, stainless steel machines gleam like they've just been washed. They're not brewing today. That only happens about once a week. But the factory computer is on, and its small, colorful graphics are showing everything that's happening in the facility. The computer helps cut down on the brewery's waste by tracking and regulating all energy and water use. So there's always an accurate record of what was produced versus how much of the raw materials and energy was consumed. Todd Leopold says this helps him brew better beer.
When you know everything that's going in and everything that's going out, if suddenly that changes or there's a spike, you know that there's a problem and you're able to track it down. So it's really helped me run a much tighter ship.
All the other devices in the brew house are specially tailored to reduce waste. In fact, they're so efficient that Leopold Brothers generates 25% less solid waste residue and buys 25% less grain than most small breweries. That means they're saving money. Scott Leopold says their profit margins are nearly a quarter higher than they would have been if they hadn't made the investment in better equipment early on. But even with all the complex equipment, there's still some spent grain and water left over. It's all put to good use. The used organic malt and hops make great food for animals at organic farms. Excess water from the brewing process is used in the greenhouse in the back. Pots of basil for the menu and moonflowers for the beer garden grow in there. Conservation even extends beyond the brew house to the brewery's decor. Fat vinyl green tubes with zippers up the sides snake across the ceiling. They're part of a more energy-efficient heating and cooling system. And old doors hammered together make up the bar. The Leopold brothers pay the same attention to detail when it comes to marketing their product. The labels are made from vegetable-based inks, and they use recyclable cardboard boxes as packaging. But the brothers want to have an impact on brewing beyond just their own facility. Todd says they have to start off small.
We'd love to see the larger, the world-class and the world, not world-class, but the world-size breweries that distribute their beer internationally to adopt some of the things that we do. It's just very difficult to infiltrate the corporate culture as opposed to where there's one or two owners, you can sit down with them, have a beer, and say, this is how you need to do things. It's much easier to have an impact on that level, I believe.
Scott and Todd Leopold say the big breweries have adopted some conservation techniques simply to save money, but they still generate a lot of wastewater. Scott thinks they could reduce the amount by introducing new machinery and changing their cleaning techniques. But U.S. Environmental Protection Agency environmental scientist Eric Harden says the big breweries will have to be shown that trying more new things will help the bottom line.
With almost any big business, pollution prevention steps seem to be incorporated after the people in charge have been convinced thoroughly that these things can actually save them money.
And the Leopold brothers say that is the exact mission of their brewery, to show, by example, that sustainability means profitability. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Annie McDowell.